Since this measure features an emergency clause, it became law when the governor signed it on July 12th. Senator Jill Carter of Granby handled this proposal on the floor of the Missouri Senate this year.
There is a current lawsuit regarding industrial process wastewater that is collected and land implied, and this bill will close that loophole.
When Missouri senators discussed House Bills 2134 and 1956 on May 7th, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis successfully added language to the measure.
Because they don't own or lease their land, but instead manage it, this bill simply clarifies the language to ensure that the St. Louis Port Authority is included.
This new law also says land application of industrial wastewater sludge, and related process wastes must be subject to a standard established by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.